to the Life After Hurt podcast with yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney. Today's episode, episode number 5, is entitled Good News and Tears. Good News and Tears. That is exactly what Journey experienced in this particular chapter. You will see that God moved on behalf of Journey. Case ended up dropping the charges against Journey, and Papa Black created a safe place for Journey to be able to cry. And today's episode is to show you signs when God has your back. The first sign to know when God has your back, He will remove obstacles that cause a hindrance to your future. Although Journey was justified in her anger with Gracie and Case, she should not have done that. When the charges were dropped, God knew He had a better plan for Journey. He had a purpose-filled plan for Journey. He had a future and a promise for her. So He worked behind the scenes to remove that situation from her life so that when the promise had come into her life, she would receive it with no problem. And God is doing the same for you. He will remove obstacles. He will remove people, situations, circumstances, jobs, traumatic experiences. He will remove those things from your life because He knows what He has for you later down the line. The second sign when God has your back is that He will send people into your life that are safe, ethical, and morally adequate. When we go through difficult things or experiences in our life, it is imperative that we link up with the right people. Truth be told, the people we surround ourselves around determine how we heal and how we grow. So it's important for you to be around the right people. It can be a parent, a friend, a coworker, mentor, a therapist. Surround yourself around the right people. Papa Black created a very safe environment for Journey to just be able to cry and share her experience and everything that had happened. Although it was tough for her to get her words out, she was able to share them in a safe environment. And God wants that for you. I want that for you. Be mindful and intentional about who you allow in your life and who you share your information with. I pray that God sends you someone that you feel safe with and where you know you can be able to share with them without judgment and without them giving you negative advice, and who will pray for you as well. Always remember that God supports you and He always has the best for your life. And today's affirmation is, don't be afraid to face your hurt, your shame, or your fear. If you were strong enough to get through it, you are strong enough to overcome it. All right, guys, I look forward to you tuning in next week. And remember that God is proud of you.